For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman. State lawmakers were off this week, but Governor Matt Bevin has begun the process of signing bills that passed out of the state legislature. Bevin made news by signing two anti-abortion bills that were immediately blocked by a federal judge. And he made controversial statements about vaccinating children. Gene West from member station WFPL talked to Capitol reporter Rylan Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
I'm Gene West, and it's Friday. That means it's time for Kentucky Politics Distilled with Capitol reporter Rylan Barton. So where are we now in the legislative session, Rylan? The lawmakers were off this week, right?
Yeah, so we're in the middle of this thing called the veto period. That's when Governor Bevin can sign bills into law or veto them. He can also just not sign them or veto them, which means the bills would become law after 10 days. Bevin's already signed two anti-abortion bills into law, the heartbeat abortion ban and a ban on abortions if a doctor thinks the woman is doing so because of the fetus's race, sex, or disability. But a federal court immediately blocked those laws from going into effect while a lawsuit over them transpires. Now, lawmakers will return next week for one final day where they can vote to override any of Bevin's vetoes. It only takes a simple majority. So basically, lawmakers just have to pass the bill again. And they could also try and pass new bills on that last day. But they wouldn't be able to override any of those if Bevin vetoed any of those final bills, because Bevin then gets another 10 days to sign or veto bills.
So as a concerns veto, he was saying, you know, do we know that lawmakers don't read the bills? It's very interesting. So yeah. Do we have any idea what he might veto or not?
Yeah, so Bevin had some interesting things to say on WKCT Talk Radio in Bowling Green earlier this week. He accused lawmakers of not reading bills before they passed them and said some had even asked him to veto bills that they had voted in favor of.
Invariably, they often do vote for bills that they didn't read. Because it may not be possible to read every bill, but don't try to dump 100-something out in one night when you know you and others haven't read them all.
Now, in terms of bills that might pass on that last day, look out for a bill that would allow regional state universities and quasi-state agencies to exit the pension system in exchange for a payment plan. Now, that might sound really boring, but it is of utmost financial importance to the state. Yeah. Universities say they need this because of a massive increase in the amount of money they have to put towards the pension systems for their employees. But critics, especially from other state employees, say the state can't afford to let those agencies exit and no longer enroll their new employees to the state. Basically, it would starve the pension systems of fresh blood.
Okay, the governor this week also made comments and made the national news about exposing his children to chickenpox.
Yeah, this is something that very quickly gained a lot of attention across the country. On that same radio show, Bevin said that it should be up to parents to vaccinate their children, and he told a story about how he inoculated his kids from chickenpox.
Every single one of my kids had the chickenpox. They got the chickenpox on purpose, because we found a neighbor that had it, and I went and made sure every one of my kids was exposed to it, and they got it. They had it as children. They were miserable for a few days, and they all turned out fine.
Bevin went on to say that it should be up to parents to vaccinate their children for other diseases.
In many instances, those vaccinations make great sense. But for some people, and for some parents, for some reason, they choose otherwise. This is America, and the federal government should not be forcing this upon people. They just shouldn't.
Doctors, including the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, recommend against deliberately exposing children to chickenpox and other diseases. Even Kentucky requires children to be vaccinated for chickenpox and a host of other diseases before they can enter school.
I had chickenpox. It is not a party. It's not fun at all. Thank you, Rylan. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Rylan Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.